USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says the center of Hurricane Dorian should hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina soon. Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says the storm covers a broad area.
Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina.
Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The power has been knocked out to 250,000 homes and businesses in both of the Carolinas. There's a good chance for flash flooding because of the torrential rain and the storm surge, which could be up to 7 feet. At least 20 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas because of Dorian, and the total is likely to grow higher. This man fought to survive.
We had to swim out, push the bodies out of the way, like many, like over 300, hundreds of bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Judge Jeanine Pirro comes clean about her mysterious disappearance. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Fox News host Jeanine Pirro confirming a long-held suspicion. She was suspended by the conservative-leaning channel earlier this year after it accused her of making Islamophobic remarks about Representative Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota. It was in March when Pirro brought up Omar's wearing of a hijab and asked whether doing so was indicative of her adherence to Sharia law. During a radio interview this week, she did say that they suspended her for the remarks. She also said that Fox restricted her outside media appearances to promote her book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 372 points, the S&P up 38, and the NASDAQ up 140. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Investigators are searching for answers after a dive boat accident in California. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
NTSB investigators have begun interviewing witnesses for a preliminary report on the deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California on Monday. The captain and four crew members were the only survivors of the fire that killed 34 people. Ken Curtis is a dive boat owner. He joins Fox News and shares how he believes this fire may have started.
There was no explosion that they think started the whole thing. So now you might look at, is it something electrical? Could there have been some short in a generator? Could there have been some short somewhere else? We know that as divers, we're carrying cameras and stuff like that that have rechargeable batteries. Is there an issue with any of these recharges? Is it something as simple as a small camera battery being charged overnight while everybody's asleep?
Curtis says this will have a lasting impact on the diving community.
This thing with 34 people dead is the equivalent of 7 or 8 years of fatalities all in one day.
Country singer Kylie Rae Harris was one of two people killed in a three-vehicle crash in New Mexico. She was on her way to Taos when the crash happened on Wednesday night. A 16-year-old girl was also killed, and a third driver escaped injury. Harris leaves behind a 6-year-old daughter. She was 30 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.